You may have heard about blue-green algae in the news.
If you want to head to the Russian River this weekend, you do need to know something. There is a toxin in the river, and it's being blamed for the death of a family dog.
That was 2 years ago, late summer, along the Russian River, one of Sonoma County's famous outdoor spots, popular with families and dogs alike. Now, Sonoma health officials are on alert again. This summer season, at least two lakes tested positive for the algae in the East Bay. And in June, in Napa County, a pair of dogs died a day after playing in a pond with a blue-green algae bloom. Here's Sonoma County Health Officer Dr. Karen Millman.
The big concern about blue-green algae is actually the health effects on animals, particularly dogs, because blue-green algae can release a toxin that can be quite toxic to them and it can cause seizures and death.
Millman says the county has been monitoring the Russian River closely for the past 2 years. A breakout of blue-green algae hasn't occurred since 2015. Bolstering these efforts is the North Coast Regional Water Board. Environmental scientist Catherine Carter is with the agency.
Blue-green algae have been around for billions of years. They're one of the basic components of all of our natural freshwater and marine ecosystems. So they've been around a lot longer than we have.
Carter says this algae, also known as cyanobacteria, only becomes a health risk when it grows prolifically. That's when it produces harmful toxins. Carter says over the past 5 years, there's been a dramatic increase in frequency and severity of blue-green algae blooms across the world.
We definitely think that climate change is a factor. We think changes in precipitation patterns have likely been a contribution. In the northern part of California, when we had the drought over the last 5 years, we saw more growth of the toxic species of cyanobacteria.
So how can you tell the difference between regular green algae and blue-green algae? Carter says to use the stick test.
Dip it in the water and pull it out. And if you get this stringy hair-like material clinging and you use another stick or a rock or something and try to separate it, if it stays hair-like, that's most likely a green algae, which is going to be harmless.
If it doesn't stay stringy and you rub it with gloves on and it breaks down into tiny particles,
then you likely have a cyanobacteria or a blue-green algae that we would want you to notify our office about so we can come and do further investigation.
Dr. Millman with Sonoma County says it's hard to predict how the Russian River will turn out this summer. But she says if a bloom were to occur, expect it in August or September.
So it's something that would happen more likely later in the summer when the water is not flowing as much and when it's been warm and the ambient temperature has been higher.
Health officials began testing for blue-green algae toxins in the Russian River watershed this week, and they expect to get results back by the end of the week. Until then, Dr. Millman advises the public to practice safe river habits. Don't drink the water, wash up thoroughly after playing in the river, and keep pets away from all algae. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.